This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Now in the studio we have four people from the Walk Without Fear team in the Waikato in the studio right now, which I'm told is unprecedented, and I think we're very, very lucky to have this group in here. So one person who we've got is Armin, who I spoke to a couple of weeks ago, maybe not even 2 weeks ago, eh? Oh, 1 week ago. Yeah. Armin can introduce the group that we've got here and what Walking Without Fear is.
Absolutely. Gary, thanks first and foremost for having me again, and this time the whole crew, because last time, you know, like you said, it's pretty hard to get people under one roof with busy schedules, X, Y, and Z. So I've got the Kaitiaki Collective here today. So it's a bit of a collective of people that I admire, that I do a bit of mahi with. To my left here, I have Tinta Smith, for example, and Cameron and my friend Timothy as well. But they will tell you a little bit about themselves in a second. And we collaborated with the Walk Without Fear Trust up in Tamaki Makaurau to put a charity event together, which happened last weekend. We did a 100-kilometer, 24-hour walk for safer communities in Aotearoa and cancel out the cow punch, bring some positive change up in all across New Zealand as far as it comes to rules, regulations, and the law, because the sentences are pretty low as far as it comes to people suffering from it. And it was a great success. And I've got my team here today to, you know, spread the word any further, and tell you also what we have planned next. So yeah, very excited. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks, Armin. So just coming back to what Walk Without Fear, the Walk Without Fear Trust is about, because you and I discussed it a week or so ago, but it would be good to recount that for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Does anyone else take the rako here?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that.
Let's go, Cam.
So the Walk Without Fear is a organisation whose whole mission is to cancel the coward's punch. And the coward's punch is an unprovoked attack, normally when someone isn't ready. Maybe they're looking away or they have their back turned to someone and someone will come up behind and smack them. And since 2011, there's been 15 deaths in New Zealand attributed to the coward's punch, and there's many more instances that haven't been recorded as well. So people maybe have been knocked out unconscious or have been injured due to the coward's punch. We're all part of the fight community in some way here in Hamilton, so we're very passionate about stepping in and standing up against the coward's punch.
Fantastic, yeah. So that's about, just responsibility and people feeling safe when they're out in public.
Yeah. That's right, that's right.
Mm. Also, if I may take in here for a second, is if you think about it, you know, martial arts in a controlled sense, you know, if you go to like a boxing gym or do jiu-jitsu or mixed martial arts in general, you do it in a controlled like area, you know, where you're taught about, you know, the consequences, how to use it in an effective manner if you have to stand up for someone. And we really just wanted to create some momentum, you know, for that particular organization to Walk Without Fear Trust as the collective as we are, because it comes from, you know, a martial arts background, you know, up in Tamaki. I shared this last time as well. They lost one of their team members to the consequences of the coward's punch. So therefore, you know, we all saw the writing on the wall. It was like a perfect, you know, perfect course to follow. So we came together and we brought it here to the Waikato to, walk without fear. That's what we did for 24 hours. And it was a absolute great success. And really good turnout.
Fantastic. How many people did you end up getting taking part in that?
Oh, good question. If I had to put a number on it, I would say over the course of 24 hours, somewhere between 80 to 100 people would have come and gone through the tent, and some of them walked with us through the graveyard shift from midnight to 5 a.m. Shout out, Camson. And some of them showed up to see us off, and some of them showed up to see us finish. It was really awesome. And I think the part that stood out the most was, there's a saying, the problems start when the talking stops. because it was a walk, it was accessible for a lot of ages and stages, different body shapes, not all martial artists, some of them affiliated with the gyms, but the point was everyone was able to talk and connect from different gyms, put their beef down for a day, come together and support this cause for the Walk Without Fear Trust. And I got a chance to really get to know some people that I know their name, but I didn't really know much more deeper than that. But from this walk, we all left, you know, a bit tighter, like a rope that Michael Angrove said. We all bring a small thread, and this 24-hour period, we sort of wound it all together, and now we can use it to pull and create change.
Mm. So there will be a lot of productive conversation going on there, but also very natural, not sort of just meeting at a tent and talking about something in a 10-minute constraint. It was when you were walking around the lake, which is a beautiful environment, a conducive environment to have a conversation in as well.
It is, yeah. Walking meetings is a very natural environment to speak, very good for the brain, being out in nature, breathing fresh air. Every lap was roughly 40 minutes to an hour, and you generally would just find someone with the same pace as you, and that's a whole hour you get to connect with that person.
Mm, that's fantastic.
And as you can imagine, it's not a singular person, you know, doing the mahi. We're sitting here, the four of us, you know, like leading the way and trying to organize. But we also wanted to give a big shout out to all the people that helped us in many different forms and shapes. So, yeah, I pass it over to Tinta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely had a lot of martial arts community come out and support my gym, Nabby's Boxing. They were there through the whole thing. So big shout out to them. And it was just nice to connect on a level that we all agreed on. You know, I've had opponents come and support, you know, that I've boxed against there. So it was really awesome to come together for a collective that we all agree on. As martial artists, we know that violence has to be controlled. We know the consequences of it. So just thinking about our rangatahi, our young out there that are doing things like the KO games, I understand that there's this ego, that there's this, you know, incentive to want to hurt people, but innocent people shouldn't be punished for that. If you want to do something like that, join a gym, do it with someone else that's expecting it. Test yourself for real in the gym. Yeah.
So it's like that real responsibility of using the martial arts, because you guys obviously are passionate about the martial arts as an art form, really, you know, aren't you? And to achieve good things, you know, body confidence, body positivity, strength, resolve, persistence, community, everything like that. But when it comes down to the coward's punch, that really, really puts any kind of martial arts in a bad light, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why that we felt so moved to be the people to take this challenge, this weddle on, and to say, you know, we're going to speak from our own experience and we're going to speak to it and hopefully encourage people to who want to do those things to join a gym, do it in a safe way against, you know, competition that's expecting it. You don't need to hurt innocent people.
Mm, absolutely. So you guys would have quite emotional connections to this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm a victim myself, so I know, you know, what happens afterwards or how you feel, you know, within the situation. But I think you summed it up so well. The strength is in the community, you know. If you bring people together and maybe connect them to, if it's, I said this the last time as well, it doesn't need to be martial arts. If you want to go and play a touch, you know, with a team, you know, it gives you purpose, gives you hope, gives you something, you know, to look towards too, you know. But ultimately, you know, it comes down to, yeah, you know, we all have different upbringings, different backgrounds, mental health, addiction and whatnot, the state of the world. We chatted, you know, just before we started the interview about like what is going on, you know. So giving people something like positive, something to look towards too, you know, like on their day to day, to feel good about themselves, and then they carry that home into their environment, and then into their friends, family, the list goes on, you know. And this is like just sitting here today, you know, is such a massive part, you know, like with spreading the word. But again, so many people involved in this, you know, like making cookies and, you know, running the barbecue for us, sponsoring with X, Y, and Z, you know, like just to really make sure. Actually, I think Cam's got a long list of people that we would like to thank and just want to give a shout out to.
Like to give a massive shout out to Chef Carl for being on the barbecue. Day one, day two, we had Kane Sterling, an up-and-coming MMA fighter, on the barbecue as well. A shout out to Trek and Travel for sponsoring us chafe cream, because if you're going to walk for 24 hours, you need chafe cream in the toolkit. A massive shout out to all the gyms that got involved from the martial arts community. There's too many to name. Martial arts and fighting goes deep in Hamilton, so it's really cool to bring everyone together. Like Tinta was saying, even previous opponents, and there's some rivalries there, but cancelling the Coward's Punch was a reason to come together. I'm trying to think of who else.
Where else, Tim?
We mentioned all the martial arts gyms. We had a few CrossFit gyms come as well.
How about media? Because you've done most of the media work for us, with us. Who did you link up with, and who else is there to mention maybe?
Speaking from the New Zealand Herald, Danielle from the New Zealand Herald was a big help putting out some publications for this. Of course, Free FM. Michael Angro from CKB. We had some good chats, got some new experience and knowledge on how to participate in the media side of things for these events. Other than that, I tried my best not to put the camera in everyone's face.
Yeah, it was a very organic process, you know, like over the course of that time that we were walking, you know, just people like publishing stories on social media and just writing things up, and it was really awesome to see. But one thing that we all of us agreed on and wanted to point out today is that it's not going to be a one-off. It's going to be sustainability. You remember this, Gary, is important.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be an annual event, and we're going to take this around the country. And over the 24 hours, we were able to identify, we all agreed on this, you know, it's like, who do you think is suitable to take this Kaupapa on? So the Rako is going to travel all the way to the East Coast to another gym, mixed martial arts gym called Rogue Training Center. My friend Jerry runs it over there, and we approached him and be like, would you be interested in like next year taking this on and facilitating, you know, the walk over there and bringing some awareness over there, and maybe we can turn it into a fundraiser and, you know, like build momentum. You can take all of our experience and knowledge and we make it even bigger, and then from there it maybe goes to Invercargill, who knows. But once a year, Gary, from now on, we're gonna walk.
Fantastic. And it's a Walk Without Fear is a nationwide movement, really, isn't it now?
Correct.
Yeah, and really special that we have you guys working here as our Waikato team. So thank you so much for coming in and joining us on the free breakfast today, and look forward to talking to the Walk Without Fear Trust again in the future. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Legend.
Thanks, Gary.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.